702, The Midday Report, Monday to Friday,
12 to 1 p.m.
Authorities in the Western Cape on standby to respond to incidents. There's been warnings for Western Cape residents to brace for gale force winds. The Cape Town Weather Office has issued impact-based warnings for level 8 damaging winds and level 2 damaging waves for the Western Cape. James Brentstein is the spokesperson for the local government in the Western Cape. Let's check in with him quickly about this. James, good afternoon to you. What is the current situation? Have there been any incidents and what are you preparing for?
Hello, Mandy. Nothing at the moment, but we've just had a briefing from weather services, so we are expecting very bad weather tomorrow throughout the day for some regions of the province. The city of Cape Town seems to be going to be not be as affected as some of the other areas, which would be the Overberg region, which is in the Hermanus side. Musenberg, that part of Cape Town, so that southern coastline, southeastern coastline, that's going to be most affected. Expecting very, very strong winds and lots of rain as well for the Cape Winelands area as well. So those are the areas that are going to be affected. They're predicting hail as well and rain of about 30 millimeters, but the wind up to 110 kilometers an hour. They do expect a potential black southeaster, which is a very strong wind on a Black Friday. That's quite ironic.
And you're prepared as the government for this?
Well, from the disaster management side, we're always prepared for incidents like this. All the disaster authorities have been placed on alert. The emergency services will respond to any incidents that do occur. We do urge people to just take note of the weather, to try not to be outdoors, to try to reduce the travel around the affected regions. And if they're in any need of assistance, just to contact the authorities. The easiest number, of course, 112.
James, thank you so much. Good luck for that. James Brentstein, the spokesperson for local government in the Western Cape, the province, those various areas that he outlined, bracing itself for gale force winds.